This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Punk pioneer and co-founder of the proto-punk band Suicide, Alan Vega, passed away on Saturday at the age of 78. Starting out artistically as a painter and sculptor, Vega later moved on to creating the group Suicide with Martin Rev, being among the first to describe their sound as punk and pioneering the use of drum machines and synthesizers. Suicide, and later on Vega's solo work, influenced a spectrum of genres and musicians, from Bruce Springsteen to Trent Reznor to LCD Sound System. Between Suicide, solo work, and other collaborations, Vega released over 20 albums between 1977 and 2010. Has Bonnaroo finally hit a ceiling on justifiable ticket sales, or did it happen a few years ago? At least in Bonnaroo's case, the annually rising price of music festival passes are finally beginning to have a significant impact on ticket sales. The four-day festival sold just over 45,500 tickets to this year's event, down by over 28,000 from last year, translating into a financial loss of over $9 million for Bonnaroo. The majority purchasing of the festival by Live Nation last year, a perceived so-and-so lineup, and rising competition from other music festivals have all been speculated as the reason or reasons for the severe drop in ticket sales, forcing the festival to consider for the first time in its 15-year run whether the Bonnaroo ticket price is worth camping 4 days in the Tennessee sweltering summer heat. And some fun nuggets of trivia from this week in Billboard chart history. This week in 1995, Canadian singer Alanis Morissette's debut U.S. single, You Oughta Know, hit number one on the alternative songs chart. Destiny's Child landed their first number one spot in 1999 with Bills, Bills, Bills. And 25 years ago this week, EMF's hot one-hit wonder, Unbelievable, sees a short-lived one-week stint at number one on the Billboard's Hot 100. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.